back of pre-season camps in Queensland. We don't agree with them too much down here in South Australia. What's going to go on with you guys?
Oh, it's just like every other training camp that we've been on. You know, every other AFL club is going away somewhere, or most of them are. We haven't been away for 2 years now, so it was always on the cards that we'd be doing something at this time of year. So it just happens that that's what we're doing this year.
No funny business.
Zero funny business, zero curveballs. Big training block ahead of us, and then Christmas time.
Tell us, why have you decided to go away this year as opposed to not doing it the last couple?
Yeah, well, I think because we'd been at home the last two, halfway through the year, we'd start to pencil in what we would do this time of year and, you know, subsequent years after this. So, you know, it's a good time for us to get away and to finish off the big block of training that we've had at home. So we've been really excited about it.
Is it just going up there and doing the training you do here, or are there double sessions, or is it more grueling than down here?
Yeah, well, we have double sessions at home. We just don't have maybe on the legs or running as much, so this time we'll be running a little bit more. We'll do extra running in the afternoons. Overall, the volume will be, you know, an increase, but again, it's the increase that we would have done probably if we were at home last year, but we're just doing it up there.
What's the theme of the camp? Is it to lean the bodies down, or to just run, or strength, or a bit of all of the above?
Compared to other camps that we've been on, is actually a large training component to this. A lot of football specific stuff, like we would be at home, you know, so that we're actually not looking at this as a running camp, as previous camps we probably have done, or a massive strength one either. It's about playing on as we would as is, but just doing it up there.
And Hamish Hartland, I heard him speaking on radio last night, sounds like he's going well. Are you happy with where he's at?
Yeah, fantastic. You know, Hartley's such a dedicated athlete and professional. Like, you know, he was always going to be in a good space this time of year, obviously after the devastating injury to in April last year. So like, we're holding him back, we're making sure that he gets what he needs in. We're actually in a bit of a luxury with him that we can do that, because he's such a fantastic athlete. You know, we will put him back in where we see fit, and we can hold him back as well, which is just a real nice thing to be able to do.
So on track to play pre-season games maybe?
Yeah, look, that's sort of what we would say is follow the bouncing ball. So every day that he backs up, and he backs up well, he'll do a little bit more and a little bit more. So, you know, nothing's off the table at this stage, but, you know, certainly the plan is to get him into games as soon as we possibly can.
How's Brody going with his ankle injury?
Brody's been fantastically well. You know, he's obviously had a hard time, but and he's come through it, and he's training fantastically well. His mindset's been fantastic. You know, he's just the most popular guy around the club. You know, everyone. He was actually in drills this week, and he, the massive cheer that goes up whenever someone like that gets back into drills just warms your heart a bit. You know, like he's going to be back, and, you know, even just seeing him in that first drill, he comes back in, and he's just got that composure and the amount of skill that he's got just sort of shines through from day one. So that's just beautiful to see.
Stars in your rehab group over the first bit of pre-season, does it help having a few of them together for their own mental benefits?
Yeah, look, I think the rehab group kills it, to be honest. You know, we've got new staff in there, and Daniel Guberis, who's just done an absolutely fantastic job with the boys. And, you know, yeah, you've got an embarrassment of riches over there at some stages, so it's good to yeah, it's good that they are together, but it's also fantastic whenever you see some of the young boys. And you've got like Joel Garner, he's been in there for a while, and he's actually, you know, knocking it around with the best of them in there. So that's really nice to see as well.
No other injured blokes I can think of, other
than
Charlie. Is Charlie okay?
Yeah, you know, Charlie's actually itching to run. He's itching to get back, and he'll run over the camp. The plan is to get him into plenty so that whenever we get back after Christmas, that he's into, you know, he'll be on the far side, but he'll be doing plenty of volume over there, so we're getting closer.
This will be the first time he's run since the 80s.
Yes, yeah. So he's doing a lot of preparing to run at the moment, with the time doing all the duties while we're on the break and while we're on camp, and then get back running fully when we get back.
And there we are as footballers, we love sort of the big superlatives. Are there any boys that are like really breaking all their own personal sort of times this pre-season, really setting it on fire in your eyes?
Yeah, look, I think that middle age group where you've got the likes of Houston, Riley Bonner, etc., you know, Carly Amon, you know, this time of year they just are absolutely flying. You know, everyone's flying this time of year, but, you know, those guys in particular have done a really good job there. And they've, you know, Sammy Paul Pepper in his third year, you know, those guys are are looking really good, and they've set the tone for the older boys as well, which is fantastic to see.
Great stuff.
Beautiful. Okay.